Okay, Thursday morning at Michael Faraday School, Year 5 have just put on an impromptu but also wonderful assembly. Arranged at very short notice. It was spectacular. So I have two Year 5 students who are going to tell us exactly what happened. So some names first, please.
Sunny. Kayla.
So we have Sunny and we have Kayla from Year 5, Pat's class, Year 5, Michael Faraday. We'll start with Sunny first. So Sunny, what was the main message, the main story that you addressed in your assembly?
It was sort of like, even though you're weaker, if you're weaker than your enemy, you can still outwit them with your brain in fights.
Yes, it was a wonderful message, and it was told through one of our recently new but favourite Year 5 stories, and that story is called, please, Kayla?
Anansi and the Tiger.
So, Anansi and the Tiger. Now, I saw your assembly, and I thought, you know your stuff, you've rehearsed this, this is very, very polished. When did you first start reading this story?
This morning.
Yeah, 9:15 in the morning.
So, at very, very short notice, and you took on all that information in a very, very short period of time. We'll ask Sunny, so what is the main idea, the main kind of premise in the story? What takes place?
So it starts off and Tiger and Anansi are very bad enemies. They always want to get each other back. And before this happened, there was loads and loads of wars. And one day, Tiger told his messenger to go to Anansi and tell him that Tiger was going to kill him. And then Tiger came with his friends to Anansi, but Anansi and his friend Dog had dug a hole, and Tiger had his weapons and his friends, and he told Anansi that he was going to kill him. But Anansi played it cool, and he didn't get scared, and he sat with his friend, and he said just kill me now, but do it quick. Then Tiger started to think if he was playing a trick on him. So Tiger started trying to say that he was friends with Anansi, and Anansi didn't take any of it. And then Anansi tricked him into shaking hands, and Tiger fell down the hole.
Okay, wow. Should perhaps pause there. A lot to take on, but told wonderfully by Sunny. One thing we've not mentioned, Kayla, so perhaps we should just backtrack slightly. So Anansi, this whole idea, the myth and the legend, which country does he originate from?
Ghana.
And we've talked about him as though we know who he is and what he looks like. What kind of physical creature does he resemble?
A spider.
And that's the role that you played. And Sunny, in his wonderful retelling of the story, has let us be known as to roughly what kind of character Anansi is. Would you like to describe, perhaps in your own words, Kayla? So what do you think Anansi is? What are his motivations? What kind of character is he?
He's a greedy character that likes keeping things to himself and not sharing. And he's very mischievous when he wants something. Or when he needs to get something, he tricks people, so he's tricky.
Yeah, and that's where we got to with the story with our Sunny. So we had Anansi tricked Mr. Tiger, and Mr. Tiger fell into the pit. Should we try and just finish off? So how does the story finish, briefly?
And then, a couple of months later, Tiger really wants to get revenge on Anansi. So he tells his wife to go and tell the whole village that he's dead. And then when Anansi comes to see if it's true, Tiger was going to grab him by the throat and throttle him. And actually what happened is Anansi outwitted Tiger and said, every man who wants to die in peace should shout the Lord's name before he goes to heaven. And then Tiger shouted Lord, and then everybody laughed because they knew he wasn't dead.
Wonderful, and that's where the assembly ended. Well, the acting did, and then we had a discussion and some thoughts about what some of the messages were. So Kayla, so what do you think really? What was the most powerful, strong theme or message to take away from the assembly?
I think that even if you're smaller than your opponent, you can still outwit them with your mind.
Yeah, so Anansi, as a spider, was a lot smaller than Mr. Tiger. And we mentioned that he's a bit of a trickster. He's a bit mischievous. But he's also, I think, very likeable. Would you agree?
A bit.
A bit. Not quite committing. And then a final question. So, Sunny, we finished off by talking about this was a story from Ghana, and we shared some ideas as to how that story finds its way to London. So what were some of the suggestions?
Slavery around that time, and that's how it got to the Caribbean places, because slaves were sent there to cut sugar cane, and it got told about them. And then when the slavery had finished, people started to travel to London because it was a safe place for them. And then the stories got told in London, and it went round the world because people kept on travelling.
Yeah, and here we are, Michael Faraday, right in the centre of Southwark on a Thursday morning, telling the wonderful story of Anansi and Mr. Tiger. So Sunny and Kayla, you were both wonderful actors. I really did think that you'd been rehearsing for weeks and weeks. And we have some photos, we'll put them on the school website. So michaelfaradayschool.co.uk. Thank you for your time, you were fantastic. Well done. Bye-bye.
Bye.